What is up, warriors? It's DJ Ray back with another Ray's Rampage, and I have a guest with me today. How about you introduce yourself?
I'm Andy Cruz. I mean, I don't know what else to.
You're a senior?
Oh, I'm a senior. anything that, I don't know, I've been a part of what Ray's been doing for the past 1 month?
Yeah, a little bit, something like that. So, me and Andy go way back. Back to the most awkward years of our entire lives.
Sixth grade.
We're awful. awful times.
We're remembering those so bad.
Let's talk about that.
We stopped at where they raided the closet.
Yeah. Okay, so a little background information. Our sixth grade class was probably the worst class to ever go to. And we went to Stony Brook. So
it was the example class of, like, your teacher would tell you, oh, another class didn't do their project because they were acting so bad. We were that class.
You're like, oh, you want to lose a privilege? We were that class. We literally had no
privileges. We lost all our privileges.
We weren't even really allowed to go to the bathroom.
I don't understand why I didn't just stand up and go. What are they going to do? Stop me?
Yeah. Why were we
They're
so
like, ah,
afraid of, like,
I got to send you down to the dean. I was like, you wanted to go to the bathroom.
Oh, sorry.
My God, the lines. Bubbles.
No.
Bubble mouth.
Bubbles in your mouth. Miss Nycomb.
No. I don't remember the English teacher.
I don't remember our English teacher's name either, which really sucks. She was nice. Our class just treated her so bad.
It was like her first year teaching.
It was her first year teaching.
Was it her first? I thought it was like her fifth or something.
It was her first year in a Warren Township school.
Oh, and then
she swiftly moved schools after that year.
Sounds about right. I cry. Oh, yeah. She did cry.
So. Multiple times. Let's start off with our first day of school. I think I can remember a little bit about it. So I had previously had class with some of the people in that class, and fifth grade was not the best for me. I was bullied pretty heavily, and I was still pretty heavily bullied in sixth grade as well. But yeah, I was actually.
I thought you were pretty well liked.
I mean, I think towards the end,
half
I was.
The boys liked you in our class.
You're lying. No, I can remember. I'm about to name drop Jonathan Guzman. He liked me at some point, but then, like, I don't know what happened. And then, like, Johnny, the other kid, liked me. It was so weird. A lot of dating.
I'm just out there, like,
sixth graders. Andy was vibing with no one.
I was vibing out with everybody except for the troublemakers.
The troublemakers.
They're like,
they wanted to be my bestie, bro.
They were just like, you're a lame. I was like, okay.
Okay, bad eggs.
I'm like, okay.
The most iconic game ever.
Oh, remember? Miss Nycomb, how you could eat upstairs with her in her
class.
Oh,
yes. The pizza lunch.
Everybody got pizza every day. Oh my gosh, the worst thing ever. Until I found out about spicy chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yes. Spicy chicken sandwiches. I still eat those to this day. The only good thing that Warren has ever produced is spicy chicken sandwiches.
Back to topic. We're going too far. Okay, first day of school.
So, yeah. I was pretty nervous. And then, like, everyone was so mean to her.
To who? The English teacher?
Yes. I feel like it started out actually really good.
You want to know something? For the first term? Mm-hmm. I wasn't in your class.
You weren't?
I was in a different class.
What class were you in?
First day of school. I get there. I'm nervous. This is my first time in a Warren Township school because I had transferred from a different school into that sixth grade year. And then I remember before that was like the application, whatever,
mm-hmm.
signing up and stuff. I was like, school's kind of big. It really wasn't compared to the other three major schools.
Yeah.
And then what else happened? Oh. I just, like, was like, I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going. And then they're just like, let me look at your paper.
You're in this class.
They're like, you're in that class over there. And then it was a teacher that pointed me in the wrong direction.
So you just stayed in the wrong class?
I stayed in the wrong class for a term, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I was bullying out. I found some pretty good friends there.
And then they were like, wait a minute.
That's where I started my, like, sweater thing.
Oh, yes, only wearing sweaters.
I still do that.
Andy, hot, cold.
Any degree
Any
weather, I'd sweater. Always wear a sweater.
He'll wear, like, shorts with the sweater.
The sweater was needed for indoors.
I've only ever seen you wear a short sleeve shirt, like, twice. Ever.
Even till now?
Yeah.
No, you've seen me.
Have I?
When we're practicing. Multiple times. Oh, wait, no, those were long sleeve. And then sometimes I'd have short sleeve.
Yeah, it's the black short sleeve. That's it. That's the only short sleeve
shirt
I've ever
seen. Well, it wasn't one.
Wear.
It was multiple. I just have multiple shorts.
Why do you like, have so many?
They're different brands too. It's not like the same shirt.
They all look the same though.
Yeah, but like some have different bleach marks. Cause like
there's bleach marks?
One of them, or two of them have like bleach marks. Back to the first term. First term, I was just bowling out in some random classroom. You know Cortez?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him there.
Cortez. I had fifth grade class with him.
Yeah, I met Cortez there. He was really cool. He was really nice.
And yeah, he's nice.
Most of the class was pretty nice. And there, I was there. The teacher was like, "Oh, Andy's leaving. He's in the wrong class because he's dumb." And then I was just like, "Bye, y'all." And then they're just like, "Bye."
They said, "You don't belong here."
They're just like, because like the teacher didn't have my password stuff and everything. I was like, I was getting nervous. I was like,
"Like something doesn't make sense."
And then I go to the, I go to your class, and then they're like, "Oh, who are you, Andy Cruz? Oh, where have we literally you've been gone for a term. Where you been?
Where you been, bro?"
And it's just like, it was actually probably like 2 weeks, and I just thought it was a term.
I mean, to us, it probably felt like forever.
It was probably, I think it was probably 2 weeks, realistically.
Yeah, sixth grade felt like it took 2 years to end. But now that I look back at it, it's just like, I don't remember much of any of it besides like
had a time those skip major year. I don't know what happened.
I don't even know what happened, bro.
And then
let's talk about
seventh grade. I don't remember much about seventh grade because seventh grade was kind of like that
seventh
blur.
Seventh grade was my peak year.
It was my blur in between. Oh, eighth grade was my peak for that.
Eighth grade was my blur year. I remember seventh grade, I did a lot of sports. I mean, I did sports in sixth grade too, but like I joined the wrestling team and people like really started to know me. Like everyone knew my name and they'd like say hi to me. I'd be like, "I don't even know who you are, but hi."
You're like, "I know you."
Like, no, you don't. They're like, "You're the wrestler." And I'm like, "Yeah."
I was just that guy. I was like,
and that's okay.
A lot of classes, they're just like, "I know you from somewhere." I was like, "No,
no."
And they're like, "I know you from somewhere." I was a person who was, I was always the associated clout guy.
Yeah,
that was me.
And then still are.
I still
associated
am.
Associated clout.
It doesn't matter. I'm still clouted.
Don't worry. I'm also associated clout.
I'm dependent on who you're talking to.
Yeah, but like around you guys, I feel like I'm associated clout.
I've just always been that guy who's hung out with the popular kids, and I'm just like bullying out. I'm just like,
I wouldn't call any of us really popular. Well, like,
well, that's to our own discretion.
Yeah,
because everybody's like,
who do you think is popular? Yeah, in terms of
Marvin.
Yeah,
Marvin's gonna be
normal popularity
because he just knows
everybody. I'm like, how do you even know that person? He'll like, someone will be walking on the street and he'll be like, "I know that guy."
It literally in somebody else's neighborhood. I remember we were dropping off Mike one day, and then I forgot his full name, but Michael or Mike, I don't remember. But we were dropping him off, and then it's like, "Oh, I know that guy." It was some random guy.
Yeah,
on the
it's just some random people all the time.
Like, "Hey, what are you doing?" They're just talking for a minute. I was just there. I'm like, "Bruh."
I just like go places, and he'd be like, "I know that guy. I'm gonna go say hi," and I just stand there awkward. I'm like, "Yeah."
And then if they know Marvin, they know Bryce. It was just like,
yeah,
it's like equals, like, "Bruh." It's,
we're the associated clout.
And then
we're just there.
I'll take it.
I'll take
better
it
too. Better than nothing less. And then, I mean, because everything kind of reset for freshman year until, like, the Hoodbrook kids came into the whatever other group mixing.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, the only reason I would have, like, stayed friends with people is if I had orchestra with them. But I got put into Philharmonic my freshman year.
You got separated from,
I
like,
did get separated.
For the Creston kids and the Raymond Park kids, because Hoodbrook kids did not go there.
I mean, there was two of us that made it in. It was me and Alexis, or Lexi. I think that's her name, right? She plays cello. She quit, though.
She quit, like, that year, I think?
I think she quit after that year.
Yeah, after that year. And then, like, yeah, I got to Phil, and then I was just bowling out there for a full year. And then our symphony year happened. And then our symphony year was so good the first... Oh.
It was good.
It wasn't as good as the previous years, of course, but it was, like...
It's pretty good.
It was pretty good. We still had, like... The violin all-stars, and we still had, like, Logan and them, all them. It was
but
cool.
Now, it's pretty bad. Not even gonna lie. Like, our senior class, not carrying anything.
Like, the seniors, just, we don't have...
We don't have the drive that previous...
We don't have the drive. Like, obviously, we're not as good as the all-stars, because they're all-stars of the year. Like, those are people who are getting golds at, like, ISMAs.
And they're also like people that wanted to go into the music field. I feel like most of our senior class does not want to be music.
It's like music related, but like not overall. Like they're interested in music, but it's not a, like a,
it's like I don't want to spend my life doing that.
The fifth plan thing.
I feel like most of that is our director's fault. I feel like a lot of us have lost interest because
to be fair, like most of the all-stars, they started like when they're like before, like in like they were five or something. I don't know.
Some of them, yeah. I mean, we have some kids that are younger than us that started a lot earlier than us.
Paul's an all-star for.
He is an all-star
for violas. He's so good. And then Adrian has a really, he grinds everything.
We have a sophomore in our violin two section. He's actually really good.
Oh, that I remember.
He's carrying us right now.
Really?
Yeah, and the rest of us just don't care. Because the rest of us are seniors.
Fun. Yeah, and then you guys just like, whatever. But like for the most part, I agree. If they weren't in orchestra, then they were probably dropped. Except for like some of my other closer friends. Like some of my closer friends got dropped around like mid junior year.
Yeah.
And then yeah, because what's it called? I remember one of my friends was they were like, oh, my brother told me by the end of freshman year you're gonna have like half your friends, and by the end of the next you're gonna have half your. It's like, it didn't work out that way. I just like reconnected to like some of them in different ways.
Yeah.
Like I reconnected to you through Marvin and Bryce, and then like Sarah and all them.
Yeah, it's like. I'm only friends and close with a few people from middle school now, but I think I've realized that those friendships have been better than the ones that I have made, if that makes sense. Like, I was friends with a certain group of people for a while during high school from, like, end of freshman year to, like, and really beginning of senior year, and I just kind of disassociated myself through circumstances, and I realized I'm a lot happier with, like, the smaller number of people I know and, like, the few people that I've like known for most of my life. It's like, it's one of those things. I mean, I don't know.
It depends on, because for the freshman year, I was just a group hopper. I was just hopping group to groups, and then I was just like, you're boring. And then I went to the next group, and I was like, you guys are cool, but you guys do some questionable things.
And
then until beginning of sophomore year, yeah. And then I met Stephanie, and then Stephanie was like, cool homie. And then
yeah, I met Stephanie freshman year.
Love her
so much.
What a homie.
What a homie. Goated.
She's close to literally everyone.
Yes.
And she remembers specific facts. It's
so
weird.
Like she'll like bring up certain situations from freshman year that I don't even remember. She's like, remember the time like this? I was like, no, but I do now.
I always have to correct her on everything about how we met. Except for like things.
I don't. First day of school, we sat next to each other, and she was like, I really like your glasses. And I was like, thanks. I really like yours, too. And we just...
And she doesn't wear her glasses ever now.
I know.
She's like, oh, I broke them. I forgot them.
They'll be in her book bag, and she'll
be in her
don't
couch.
Have them.
Eddie found them in her couch one time. Eddie was like, is this yours? That's her brother. Eddie was like, this yours? This you?
This
and
you,
then,
mom?
Like, and then so I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I was like...
Bruh.
Me and Bryce were eating tacos. We were just like, yeah.
She really didn't have her glasses for like all of junior year.
And then Hines would be like, where's your glasses? And then she's like,
you need to start wearing your glasses.
Broke them. Lost them.
Dude, the way he talks to us.
Volcano.
So disrespectful. I don't even want to get started on him.
I don't know why he talks to me the way he does.
He talks to everyone that way.
Literally, no one stands up to him except for me.
I did on Tuesday. I stood up to him.
I stood up to him the entirety of the semester.
Okay. Well, I stood up to him finally, and I'm no longer
like he asks
being
such,
pushed around.
Like, why does he ask rhetorical questions? Like, he doesn't.
I don't know. He's just like, he does things in like the most disrespectful manner ever.
Like, he's trying to be very passive aggressive for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, so some of y'all didn't do your playing quiz for the week?
Me.
I'm thinking in my head, oh, I didn't do it because I didn't check it because I didn't want to do it because he doesn't even grade anything either way.
Mr. Vazio grades it, and she just puts in 100%.
I would assume so because she's just like, they're trying.
They're trying. She's like, it's okay. I understand. Circumstances come up.
And then Mr. Hines is like, so viola section. And then I was just like, okay, great. And he was like, Brenda, did you do your stuff? No, did not do it at all. And then she was like, no. And then he's like, okay, Andy? I was like, what do you think?
Do I look like Andy?
You said you know the answer. You said none of us did it. What do you think? He said, I'm like, you should know. So no.
Didn't like three people in that entire class actually do the playing quiz?
I was like, Laura and some other people.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't even
what
care.
What are you doing? You're wasting your time.
The day when we all played, I don't think you were there. I think you were like homesick or whatever. But he had us play, and it was my first day playing with my right arm. I have a broken clavicle, and I'm not really supposed to be using it. But anyways, he at the end of the rep, he's like, some of you dropped out. And he looks at me, and I was like, who do you think you are?
I got a broken clavicle.
I was like, who do you think you are?
What do you expect?
And I was like, so disrespectful for no reason. I'm like, what? I looked at him. I said, what? I said, I know you're not talking to me. I know you're not talking to me.
I don't know. It's just that, what is he going to do? Hit you in your mouth? Touch you? Is he going to touch you? He's like, no.
No.
He's going to ride you up. And then you just explain. It's like, he was being disrespectful. If you want respect, respect person.
Yeah, I feel like adults don't get that. They're just like, well, you need to respect us anyway.
A title does not demand respect.
Yeah, it does not demand respect. And
if you are a doctor in physics, cool.
Yeah,
I learned that from Dr. Ross, the best physics teacher in the world, before the horrible teacher that is Mr. Jackson. I hate him. My grade, A. I was like a 98. And then like Jackson came in junior year and then ruined it. And I got like a C+. I was like, real cool. Awful. And then he bumped it up to a B-. So like, that's what you did.
Well, my thing is like, literally, I treat all my teachers with respect.
Like, generally, I'm not going to be rude to you. If you're nice, you're cool. I'm fine.
Like, if you're going to throw passive aggressive insults at me, I'm going to return it. I'm going to return the favor.
I don't return passive aggressive insults. I just go blatant.
He makes me so upset. For no reason. Anyways, back to middle school, along with upsetness.
Sixth grade was like, just like horrible. And then
we got to tell the story about the candy raid.
Oh my God.
So we had a select number of students in our class that we like to call the troublemakers. You know, those kids that don't do well with authority. Anyways. Our English teacher had a closet full of candy that she would just give out at random times. I always got candy because, you know, I'm goated.
It would usually be around the end of the day, I believe.
Yeah.
Because our math teacher, math and science, I believe.
Yeah.
Gave out candy as well as our English. I think it was only English primary for that.
Yeah.
So she also gave out candy. And then, okay. So the English teacher that got raided. So quickly, like almost every other week, it would get raped.
Yeah, I don't know why she kept filling it up.
Like every time she's like, guys, you shouldn't
do that.
And then also back then, like Corbucks weren't stated at that time.
Oh my gosh. Remember when we weren't allowed to buy anything?
Because we were just banned.
Yeah, we were banned from the Corbucks store. And then remember,
some people would just steal it off the cart.
Yeah, I was like, remember that one time someone like stole everything off the Corbuck cart?
No, they just like take a bunch of pens and pencils and then they just left.
Why did we
fiend for pencils? It's like, no.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, but they were good quality. Some of them were quality. I'd fiend for some of them nowadays, honestly. Some of them were like $5.
Yeah.
They're like 500 Corbucks.
Yeah, makes sense. But anyways, during this raid, they found our very nice teacher's diary.
Which had very
personal matters,
very sentimental and, yeah,
stuff about how her husband didn't love her and like
some other things.
Oh my gosh. And then they read it out loud in front of the class
while she was outside.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
And we were all like, oh my gosh.
Because sometimes she would be like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And then
she'd just leave us.
Like, it's like
literally the worst decision
ever.
Like,
it's literally like, I don't know, it's like a chimp.
She'd go and have like mental breakdowns. She would be gone for a good minute, too.
And then our teacher would be like, you guys know what you guys did? You guys made your teacher cry. And then we're just like,
okay. Dang,
because we're just like, we're horrible. We're horrible children. I'm just like, okay. And then I'm just playing on my computer because nothing's blocked back then.
Eggs. Oh, when they started blocking stuff. Okay, let's fast forward to seventh grade.
Oh, wait, no, we could, because, okay, the candy raid just happened week by week in the English, and it only happened like twice in the math class, I think.
Yes.
She would literally whoop us.
Why were we so scared of Miss Nyko?
Because she was mean. She was pregnant.
She had hormones. Oh my gosh. She was so mad all the time.
Every day.
She would literally just scream at us.
Aaron was her favorite because he did not talk.
Yes.
And then seventh grade, go to seventh grade.
Okay, so we're fast forwarding seventh grade. This is when I started getting clout. I was like God at sports. Literally did three sports.
You're not God. You're like good. You're just good. You're
I was
good.
God.
You're good at sports.
I was literally God.
And then people were like, wow, you're good at multiple sports.
Yeah. I did cross country, wrestling, and track for both seventh and eighth grade year.
That's where you met one of our current friends right now at the time.
Bruh Ice. Known him longer. Bruh Ice. So me and him used to hate each other in middle school. I mean, we started off being friends. We were cool. And then he dated one of my best friends, Alice Fisher. And they kind of like broke up. And we were all so mad for like being in the seventh grade. I don't even know why we were so mad. Me and him were talking about this the other day. We were like, why were we so mad?
Not drama.
It was seventh grade.
This podcast. podcast is not drama filled, huh?
Usually not.
Heated seventh grade drama.
But anyways, we used to get in like heated arguments and we'd like go back and forth, like saying really mean things to each other. We're friends now, of course. I mean, we rekindled our friendship like end of eighth grade year going into freshman year. I don't even know what kind of conversation we used to have because he brought up like old text messages and there was like an old picture of myself, but also a picture of Gavin DeBerry. And I was like, what is going on?
I mean, it's in my econ class. So.
But yeah. Middle school was quite the time. Anyways, we're running out of time, actually. We're going to have to wrap this up.
Okay.
Anyways, so.
I was like, you can include it because eighth grade year, you can include Jenny.
Yeah, we're going to talk about. Oh, no.
It was just so sad.
So, tune in next podcast for some Andy, Jenny, and me time, where we go way, way back to probably the worst years of our lives.
No, it's less way back, because we went way back to sixth grade.
Yeah, we go back.
But now, next time, we'll go to eighth grade, where Jenny is introduced as a main character.
Main character. Anyways, all right, see you guys next time.